You're listening to On Screen, Off Screen on Radio Adelaide, digital, online and 101.5 FM. And now you're in for a bit of a treat. In putting together this show, I outreached to a lot of local people in the industry, seeing if they wanted to have a chat. One of the first people who bounced back very enthusiastically was a stunt performer named Dean Bennett. I caught up with him last week to chat about his work in the industry and the time he worked with people like Carrie Fisher. There's a great story there. And it was just an absolute treat to have a chat with him. It's absolutely as mad as you'd expect. And without further ado, I'll give that to you now.
Way back in 1976, my mum and dad bought me a Super 8mm film camera and projector. And I went out and made a short film called The Things of Stevie Downs. I entered it into what was then called the Channel 10 Young Filmmakers Awards, and it won first prize. So I made a few more movies. Then in 1979, I thought, oh, how can I get a film star in one of my little home movies? So I wrote a letter to Greg Rowe, better known as Stormboy, asking if he would be in one of my little home movies. And he said yes. So I made this film called Refugees from Space, which won first prize again in the Young Filmmakers Awards. Well, coincidentally, the following year, a British director-actor came to Adelaide called David Hemmings to make a film called The Survivor, which probably a lot of people will remember. They built a big plane crash scene in the suburb of Pasadena. And I thought, oh, I have to be a part of this. So I went up to the set with my little projector and showed the special effects man, Chris Murray, who was going to blow up the plane for this movie, my little movie. And he said, wow, your special effects are good, but your stunt works better. I'll introduce you to the stunt coordinator of the movie, Dennis Hunt. He had a look at it and said, well, you should join up and do a stunt course with us, which I did up at Horton. Then did another stunt course with a guy called Zev Eleutherio up at Harndorf and got graded, got passed, became a stunt performer, and that was it.
What was Refugees in Space and what was the stunt that got the special effects person interested?
Well, the special effects person was interested in the explosions that I was doing, which was filling up party balloons with LPG gas from the barbecue and igniting them, making these huge fireballs. But I was standing in front of these fireballs and I built my own landing pads, and when they went off, I went flying off these walls. And that's what stood out to the stunt coordinator. And he went, wow, some of the stuff you're doing is better than what we're doing, so you better join up.
That's really interesting. What was your first film credit?
It was a film called Playing Beatty Bow, which was, I think it was set in Sydney, but filmed in South Australia. A bit of a time travel movie.
What sort of stunts were required there?
I was doubling an actor called Edward Caddick, who had no legs, and I was on a trolley, and it was kind of a trolley that he pushes around, because it was in the 18th century, they didn't have wheelchairs, and I got kicked across the room. The stunt got cut out of the movie, so it wasn't a good start. But my next film was probably one of my favourites, called The Time Guardian with Carrie Fisher.
I dare say I have a copy of The Time Guardian at home. I think I actually have it somewhere on DVD.
Really? Yeah. So you're the one. I mean, I was a big Star Wars fan at the time, and, you know, imagine working with Princess Leia herself, Carrie Fisher, in down at Port Adelaide. That was a bit of a highlight.
What was the story there?
Well, one day we were on, I think it was Ocean Steamers Road down at Port Adelaide, and inside these big sheds, they built the futuristic city. And on a particular day, it was getting pretty filled up with smoke from all the explosions. So I said to Carrie Fisher, oh, do you want to go outside for a bit of fresh air? So I went outside and we were sitting in the gutter. And then I noticed out the corner of my eye this hippie dude coming along with a Star Wars T-shirt on. Anyway, he comes up to us and he says, oh, you wouldn't happen to know where Lipson Street is. And I told him where it was. Then he says, oh, what are you guys doing? And I said, oh, we're making a movie. And he said, who's in it? And Carrie Fisher, in a growly voice, goes, Carrie Fisher. And he says, oh, I love Carrie Fisher. Can I go in there and meet her? And she says, no, it's a closed set. And the poor guy walks off disappointed, thinking that he's not met Carrie Fisher. So me and Carrie Fisher, we had one of those belly laugh attacks, you know, where your stomach's hurting. We must have laughed for about 5 minutes about this poor bastard who just walked off and didn't realise who he was talking to. I mean, admittedly, she did have a lot of makeup on her face, you know.
If I can ask you to show off a bit, fire off some stunts you've done, some highlights.
A fight scene with Russell Crowe. He ended up breaking my rib, but it wasn't his fault. I came running into him a little bit too hard as he kicked me. That was for a movie called Hammers Over the Anvil, shot in South Australia. One of my favourites is for a movie called Harbour Beat. I was in this building in Sydney, and a Scottish actor called John Hannah, and he was in a couple of the Mummy movies. Anyway, he kicks me backwards, and I go through this fake glass window. But as I fall out the building, I also had to rip a advertising awning that was down the side of the building. And on this particular day, it was really windy. So if I aimed for the awning, I'd miss the landing pad. Or if I aimed for the landing pad, I'd miss the awning. So, it was a bit tricky. But then the wind stopped just at about 10 seconds into after action. And I went out and ripped the awning all the way down as I fell. And, that's one I'm pretty proud of.
Whilst I think of it, I think you sent me, or maybe I Googled you and found a VHS showreel that you would have produced in the 80s or 90s.
Oh, right. That was when the old days when we used to put VHS machines to VHS machines. Yeah.
Is that just how you found work back in the day?
No, I didn't. No, I mean, I was lucky in the 80s and 90s, the South Australian Film Corp was firing, you know. Looking back, it's hard to believe some days I was doing a film in the day and then going to another film at night. I mean, that's how it was in the 80s and 90s. I didn't need a showreel. That was probably just a bit egotistical, making one of them. You know, to show your parents, because my mum calls me a pause button stunty. If you don't hit the pause button, you'll never see me. So maybe I joined all that together to show mum and dad.
So that's what they think you do. Are there any misconceptions that people have about stunt performers?
Yeah, it's interesting when you tell them, you know, what I do, they look you up and down and as if you should be looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something like that, you know. But I try to explain to them that actors come in all shapes and sizes, and so stunt performers that double them have to come in all shapes and sizes. There seems to be this, you know, that they go to the gym every day. I've never stepped foot in a gym in my life, by the way. But there seems to be this image of a stunty as a big, muscly guy. But no, they, thank goodness, they come in all shapes and sizes.
On that, I've always wondered with stunt performers, how do they match a stunt performer to the actor that they're doubling for? Do they try and go for any sort of physical thing, or is it more close enough and you can do the stunt?
Just recently I just finished doubling Eric Thompson. He's just recently done a horror movie here in South Australia called Awoken. Well, I don't think I look anything like him, but once you sit in the makeup chair, which is one of my favourite parts about doing stunt work, I just love being in the makeup chair for 2 to 3 hours while they transform you to look like someone, and they do an amazing job. Of course, height and weight and plays a part of it, but it's amazing what they can do to make you look like the actor.
What kind of makeup job is there on you for this last project? What was the 2-3 hours?
I actually don't know whether I'm allowed to tell the story of the movie. If you know what I mean, that might be giving something away.
Or maybe if there's another example of a makeup job.
One of the strangest ones I did was for a movie called The Life of Harry Dare. At the time, there was only about 2 stunt women in South Australia, and they'd gone over to do Matrix. So I was put in a mini dress. I had my legs shaved, the wig to make me look like this woman in a miniskirt. And that was a pretty long makeup job.
Wow, I don't think we're going to top that. Dean, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.
Now, that showreel I mentioned can be found on YouTube. Just search Dean Bennett Stunt Reel, I suppose. Produced in 1995, but it includes most of the big stunts that he's mentioned, working with Carrie Fisher and the one where he pulls on the awning. It's a really good watch.